It's 9 a.m. on Chicago's west side, and in the cafeteria at Fraser International Magnet School, 200 African-American kids, girls in plaid skirts, boys in sweater vests, recite a creed.
I will seek to do my best.
When completing my classwork.
When completing my classwork.
And homework assignments.
And homework assignments.
I will also read additional books.
I will also
test scores released today show Illinois schools continue to struggle when it comes to educating poor and minority students. But at this school, nearly 92% of kids meet standards. And this is no elite magnet school. Fraser opened in 2007, and most kids come from the tough neighborhoods right around here. According to urban education expert Barbara Radner, Fraser didn't make gains by drilling kids with popular practice exams.
You see waves of everybody do this, and Fraser's principal said, maybe not. We're going to be asking kids big questions. We're going to insist that they write. And look what happened.
Each one of you is going to fill your own out.
The sixth grade classroom at Fraser International is a visual smorgasbord. Handwritten posters ring the room, reminding kids what personification is and how to find the area of a triangle. Teacher Jill Robison says most kids like to give one-word answers, but not Fraser students.
These kids are developing questions that require a conversation and require them to think deeply about a certain concept in the story. And when you get kids to start thinking critically, you're going to see test scores rise.
Okay, who would like to share one of their questions that they are particularly proud of? I'll go to you first, Ravion, because you were very
Ravion's question is based on a folktale students have read, but it goes far beyond the story's basic facts.
Explain the time when a person tried to get you to tell a lie, but you couldn't.
Explain a time where someone tried to get you to lie, but you couldn't. How many of you have been in that situation?
Students will discuss their answers to that question and others they think up after reading.
Janiyah?
How could someone fall so deeply in love they're convinced to do anything?
Ask Principal Colette Unger-Teasley why scores here are so high, and she'll say it's authentic hard work. But Fraser has also gotten around what many would say are obstacles to improving schools. Take the length of the school day.
I expect teachers to teach in the morning program, after school program, Saturday school.
Even winter break. Struggling students show up early, and they also stay late for extra help. Unger-Teasley tells teachers what they're in for before they apply for a job here. She pays them for their extra time out of the school's discretionary funds. And there's more. When students in one class weren't making progress in math last year, she assigned the school counselor and another staffer to teach that subject.
It's not about the teacher feeling bad because I had to come in. It's about the children. So instead of me saying, oh, well, you know, we got to get someone else to do the math next year, what are we going to do now? It's about getting the students prepared.
Unger-Teasley grew up in this neighborhood. She can often be found tutoring right alongside her teachers. She writes a personal comment on every child's report card. Education researcher Douglas Reeves coined the term 90-90-90 and has studied the schools. He's found some commonalities, a singular focus on academic achievement, for instance, and a lot of writing.
This is not just a formula for high poverty schools. This is just plain good education.
But Reeves says other states are ahead of Illinois in creating high-scoring, high-poverty schools. Figuring out how to replicate Fraser's successes will be increasingly important. Numbers out today show 45% of Illinois public school children are low-income, 47% are minority. Those numbers are expected to grow. I'm Linda Lutton.